going to go live now. Yes, praise God. We glorify the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father, tonight and always. Amen. We thank you because God has given us wonderful people in our church to share the word of God, to preach, and to speak through the Holy Spirit a message for you tonight. Amen. And so tonight we call Sister Cordelia Okonkwo to deliver the word of God. Amen. Give a hand to the Lord Jesus Christ. Exalt his name, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Pastor. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Terry, though he's not here. I still thank God for him and the First Lady, Sister Moline, and our pastor here, Sister Marcia, all of the leadership team, my brothers and sisters who are here today to hear the word of the Lord. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Thank you all for being here, for honoring the King by coming to his house tonight. So, Lord, we thank you. Let's bow our heads and pray before we start. Lord, I want to thank you this evening, Lord, for another opportunity to come before you. We bless your name. You deserve all honor, glory, and all adoration, Lord. Thank you so much for strength to come again and to listen and have the desire to hear your word again. Lord, we bless you. I pray, Lord, that you will prepare our hearts to hear your word, to receive what you have prepared for us. And Lord, we pray that your word that we'll hear tonight will bear fruit in our life, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, take over my lips and speak through me to your people. Let it not be me speaking. Let it be all of you speaking through me to your people. And in the end, Lord, you receive all honor, glory, and all adoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So tonight, saints, the topic of our meditation is God remembers. He remembers. Sometimes through our affliction, through trials and temptation, sometimes we think that God has forgotten us, that he doesn't even remember. A lot of believers are going through, not even the unbelievers, believers that are going through so much that some of them just gave up on the faith, because they thought that the Lord has forgotten them. And I look up the word, remember, according to Merriam-Webster dictionary, and it says, it's to bring to mind, or think of, or to retain in memory. But I like the Hebrew translation. When I went to the Hebrew, it said, the word remember means zakayet, which means to bring to mind an act. When the Lord remember you, he doesn't keep quiet. There's an action. He acts on your behalf. So that's what the Lord want me to tell you tonight. I keep trying to change this message. I keep trying to go get away from it, but the Lord keep pressing me on it. So it's for me. So is it for some of us? Because some situations in our life, we are thinking, oh, Lord, I don't think you remember me. I think I've committed certain things, sins that are keeping you away from helping me or blessing me or giving me breakthrough. But it's not true. God does not forget his children. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. Yeah, he gave his only begotten son. What else can he not give us? Those that love him. So the Lord has not forgotten us. So we bless his name for that. He said, I did a lot of research on this word. And one of them, he said that we know that God does not remember things in the essence that he has forgotten. No. God is an infinite and all-knowing. He knows everything. Let us look at Psalm 147, verse 5, from TPT. He said, how great is our God? There is absolutely nothing his power cannot accomplish. And he has infinite understanding of everything. He understands everything. He knows everything. He understands everything about us. Let us look at another scripture from the book of Job, 37, verse 16. He said, do you understand how the clouds float? Those wonderful works of him who has perfect knowledge. He has perfect knowledge. He knows everything about us. He doesn't forget a thing. Let us look at Hebrews 4:13. He said, no creature is hidden from him, but all things are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. He knows. So if God knows everything, sees everything, why do we sometimes think that God has forgotten us? He doesn't remember us no more, because we are flesh, we are human. These trials and temptation comes, it's overwhelming to some of us, and we begin to doubt God. Some will doubt, some will stop coming to church, some will just give up because they've been in it for a long time, especially when there's long delay. You've been waiting for this breakthrough. You've been sick. You prayed all kinds of prayers. People have prayed for, because the word of God said, by his stripes, you were healed. It's already there. You've been waiting for manifestation of the healing. You prayed, you fasted, you've given. It hasn't come. And sometimes you hear testimony of people saying, I came to church, they prayed for me, I got healed. And you're asking God, did you pass me by? How about me? I've been praying also, Lord, did you pass me by? Did you forget me? You know, so people, because of because of flesh, sometimes we begin to doubt. When you look at Psalm 139, 1-9, look how much God knows about us. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. You understand my thoughts from far away. You observe my travels and my rest. You are aware of all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know all about it, Lord. You have encircled me. You have placed your hand on me. This extraordinary knowledge is beyond me. It is lofty. I'm unable to reach it. Where can I go to escape your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Shiloh, you're there. If I live at the eastern horizon or settle at the western limit, you're there. He's there. He's everywhere. So why do we think he has forgotten us, that he hasn't remembered? He will never, because of who he is. Because of his nature, he never forgets anything. He's all-knowing God. He knows everything about us. A lot of us are going through so much. A lot of believers are going through. Some of us are going through a lot that we are facing disappointment. Some of us are depressed. We are brokenhearted, just like Pastor was saying this evening. A lot of people are backsliding. Some stop giving to God because they've been believing God for financial breakthrough, and they're tithing, they're giving, and nothing is happening. After a while, they'll say, let me keep the little money I have. I keep giving. Nothing is happening. They just give up because of affliction, because of what they're going through. No breakthrough is coming. So people are just discouraged. But one thing I want to tell you today, there is good news for us that believe. God said to tell you, there is hope for us. There is good news for us because of who he is. God said, God wants us to know today that he sees everything in our lives and he knows everything. What he wants us to know is that everything happens in his timing. It's the timing of God. It's the timing of God. Let us look at Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. Time. He says, he has made everything beautiful and appropriate in his time. He has also planted eternity, a sense of divine purpose, in the human heart. A mysterious longing which nothing under the sun can satisfy except God. Yet man cannot find out, comprehend, or grasp what God has done. His overall plan from the beginning to the end. Timing. Time and season. Time. If you've been praying, if you've been fasting, and you haven't received, it's not because he has forgotten or he doesn't remember. It's the time. At his own time, not our own time. At his time, he will remember us. He never forgets his people. Look at in the Bible. Even in the Bible, we see a lot of people. Look at Noah. He was the one that told Noah to build the ark. And at the time, he told them to get in there to escape the flood. After a while, it's like they were stuck in there because of the flood water was there. But the Lord remembered Noah and the animals. Remember when you, because we said that the Hebrew word for remember is zakat ait, action. He remembers and he acts on it. So the Lord remembered Noah and the animals. What did he do? He sent the wind to blow across the whole earth and cause the flood waters to begin to recede. He did something about it. All of a sudden, the flood waters settled. And remember, Noah was sending the animals, the birds, to look and see if everything is right. Finally, everybody came out of the ark. The Lord did something. They were not trapped there. They came out because the Lord remembered at his own time, not our time. Remember the story in the Bible of Sarah. She's lived with Abraham for a long time. And the Lord visited them and said, I will give you a child. And they believed God. But they waited and waited and waited. It didn't happen. And Sarah got so impatient and told her husband, please take Hagar, my servant, because I don't know if God is still there. You know, and they did their thing, and Ishmael came out of it. But God came back and said, at the time of life, listen, time, I will visit Sarah. I will come, and you will have a child. And did he not do that? He fulfilled that promise. When Sarah was old, stricken in age, way up over menopause, don't even have the strength to carry. The Lord did something, miracle in her body and Abraham's body. And she was able to conceive and give birth to Isaac. Isn't our God a miraculous God? Why? Because it's a promise. He has promised. He has declared it. So he will bring it to pass. No matter what, no obstacle can stand our God. Nothing can stop him when he wants to do something. He's Almighty God. He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. The whole earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and all the people that dwell in it. He owns the whole world. He knows what to do. He controls the wind. He controls nature, human, everything. He's all-powerful God. So even Sarah and Abraham at their old age, they were able to bring forth Isaac. So we bless him for his goodness. And we're looking at another. These are cases of barrenness. Now we're looking at Rachel. Rachel was another one that was barren. No children. And she cried. She kept crying to the Lord. And the Lord opened her wound. So she conceived and gave birth to a son. And she said, God has taken away my disgrace and humiliation. God has taken away. These are people that the Lord remember. So it might be barrenness in your life. Barrenness is not just barrenness of the womb. There might be areas in your life where you're experiencing barrenness. It could be barrenness in your bank account. No growth in your bank account. Checks are bouncing. Banks are taking your money because of bounced checks. It might be barrenness in the life of your children. They're in school, but they're failing. They're not doing well. It might be barrenness in your family. Confusion and commotion all the time. No peace. You go home, there is no peace in the family. It could be barrenness in your job. You've been in the same position. You see new people coming and get promotion. You're stuck in one position. It's barrenness. So today we are looking at people that the Lord delivered from barrenness. The Lord remembered them and set them free from spirit of barrenness. So today, any area of your life, it could be your health. Remember the Lord said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospered. If you're sick in your body, you are not prospering. Like the Lord said, you're sick all the time. That is not the will of God for us. And the Lord has given us his word that by Jesus' stripes, we are already healed. We want that healing to begin to manifest. So any area of your life where there is barrenness, spirit of barrenness, We pray that the same way the Lord delivered Rachel, Sarah, all of them from barrenness, that he will also deliver us. How about Hannah? We know the story of Hannah with her tears. Hannah went through so much. She went through so much with Penina, mocking her, you know, parading her children before her because she was barren. And that year she went to Shiloh and cried before the Lord that even the prophet thought she was drunk. She said, no, I'm not drunk. My heart is broken. I need the Lord to remember me. Remember me, Lord. And the man of God said, go, may the God of Israel give you what you came looking for. And she conceived and gave birth to one of the greatest prophets in Israel. Isn't that something? And in her rejoicing, in her song to the Lord, she said, the barren have given birth to 7. God did not just give her Samuel. She has other children. This is how God is. When he remembers you and begin to act on your behalf, people will begin to wonder what is going on, because you'll be back to back to back, that people will see and know indeed that God's timing is upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So again, remember the children of Israel. They were in Egypt for 440 years. They were groaning and crying, and their cry came to the Lord. Immediately, the Lord remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and sent Moses to deliver them. Bondage. They were in bondage. Look at how long it took. They've been in this bondage for so long. But the Lord never forgot his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And once he remembered, what did he do? He used Moses. He sent Moses to get them out of that captivity. So we can be in a bondage in our life. So many people are in bondage. They lack joy. So many things have happened in their life. They are trapped in sorrow. They are sorrowful all the time. They are depressed. A lot of things are not good in their life. They are saying, Lord, have you forgotten me? Am I still existing to you? Aren't you the God that say you never forget those that love you? Why am I different? You're remembering some. I'm hearing testimonies. Why am I not testifying like others about your goodness? Did I do anything wrong? The enemy put bondage. He put us in captivity because of delays. We prayed, fasted, did everything. When it doesn't come like that, people lose faith. People that are not well-rooted and grounded in the Lord. Some of them will stop coming to church, even to watch it online. They just say, what do I need this for? Things will never change. It's going to be the same. They will just give up. That's why a lot of churches are empty. People like Christians are giving up. And we are asking, we are praying that the Lord will show his people that he loved them, that he remembers them. He never forgets them. He never forgets his promises to his children. Let us look at Genesis 28, verse 15. Genesis 28, verse 15. Behold, the Lord is speaking to his children. I'm with you and will keep carefully watch over you and guard you wherever you may go. And I will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. That's an encouraging word from the Lord. The Lord is saying today, I am with you. Although you're going through, I'm with you. I'm waiting for my timing. I've already set the time for you to be remembered. So meanwhile, remember that I'm with you. I will keep watch over you and guide you wherever you may go. He said, and I'll bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I promised. He will not leave each and every one of us. If the Lord has promised you that everyone in your family will serve the Lord, they will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It doesn't matter, Pastor Paul used to say that hook fish. It doesn't matter where they run to, they will come back. It doesn't matter because that's the promise of the Lord. That if we serve him, we and our household will receive salvation. Are you believing God for your wayward child that is out there doing drugs? The Lord said, I did not, I'm with him, even though he's out there. Because you know me, I'm watching over your children. I remember my promises to the seed that I said in my word that the seed of the righteous will be delivered. I did not forget that. Your children that are in trouble will be delivered. I'm watching over them. My eyes are upon them. They will come back to me. They will come back to their maker. Is it your marriage that is in crisis? It's not a godly marriage. There's always quarrel, misunderstanding. The Lord is saying, I'm watching it. When that time comes, I will break every stony heart. I will remove every unforgiving spirit. I will remove offenses from your heart and the heart of your spouse, that there will be reconciliation and love will be rekindled in your marriage. What is it in your life that you're saying, Lord, you don't even remember me again? Think again, because he remembers. Let us look at Isaiah 49, 14 through 16. Say, Beth Zion said, the Lord has abandoned me, and my Lord has forgotten me. The Lord answered, can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even this may forget, but I will not forget you. Indeed, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hand. Your city wall are continually before me. Look at what the Lord is saying. Others may forget. Your mother and father may forget. Even your pastor may forget. Because they have so many people that praying for. They may forget. But I, the Lord, your maker, the one that made you, I will never forget you. Even if a nursing mother forgets her nursing child, I, the Lord, am assuring you today, I remember you. I will never forget you. I see your tears. Your tears are stored in the bottle before me. I see your praises. I see your sacrifice in my kingdom. I see the alms you've given to the poor. I see your good works. I see everything that you've been doing for my kingdom. I did not forget. I remember you. And when that time comes, you will see my power in your hand. You will see my mighty hand in your life. That is what the Lord wants us to know today. God walks in his time, not our time. A lot of people think the Lord has forgotten them because it's not yet their time. It's not yet the time. When the time comes, the Lord will do a miracle, a mighty work in our lives. He's a good God. He gave his only begotten son. Jesus laid down his life. What is it that you're asking that is too much for him? He said, I'm the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? No. He can do all things. He's a mighty God, all-powerful, all-knowing God. The El Shaddai, Jehovah Shalom, Shama, everything that you can, Adonai, Yahweh, he's all in all. He can do the impossible. So God wants us to remember that at the right time, he will make all things beautiful in your life, no matter what is going on. When that time comes, everything will become beautiful. There will be dancing and rejoicing. Remember when the Lord gave Hannah a son? Hannah, when she was singing to the Lord, she said, you have enlarged my mouth over my enemy. Hannah was praising the Lord and rejoicing. Give me that scripture, miracle. She was rejoicing and thanking the Lord for what he did. It's on okay. No, give me the one for Hannah's song. Hannah's song. The next one. Say, Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiced and triumphed in the Lord. My horn is lifted up in the Lord. My mouth has opened wide against my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one else beside you. There is no rock like our God. This is our song. When that miracle you've been believing God comes, you're going to sing unto the Lord. Remember, I said, when the Lord take away the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. So was their mouth full with laughter and their tongue with singing. And the heathen saw it and said, the Lord has done great things for them. When the Lord does it, you will be singing and rejoicing and dancing unto this great God for the great thing he has done. Look at Hannah. Oh, she said her mouth has enlarged over her. And Penina, nobody heard about Penina again. Once the Lord remembered Hannah, Penina dies down. She was silenced forever because the Lord has enlarged the mouth of her daughter by giving her children, not one, but children. So our God is so powerful. So while we wait for God's timing, for him to remember us, this is what the Lord is saying. Thank you, Lord. So while we wait for the Lord, you don't give up. You don't stop praying. The Lord say, keep on praying. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're not praying enough, increase your prayer time. Pray morning, afternoon, even if it's 5 minutes, just pray. Pray to me, talk to me, communicate with me, talk to me, praise me. He said, keep on praising the Lord. Keep on worshiping the Lord as you wait. Keep on declaring the word of the Lord. If it's your child, say, Lord, you told me in your word that my children are for signs and wonder. Therefore, you, John, you are for signs and wonder. You will manifest the word of God. One day, you're going to get out of this addiction. You're going to be a mighty man of God. You're going to serve God. You begin to speak the word of God over that child, and you will see their life turn around. In the name of Jesus, keep declaring the word of God. Oh, keep serving the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Come to the house of God. Not just online. Serve the Lord. Come and worship the Lord. Keep trusting the Lord. Keep believing the Lord. Keep believing. Don't give up hope. Remember, he did not forget you. He remembers. What is holding you is the time. When his time comes, he will make all things beautiful. Receive his word tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a big clap again. He's worthy to be praised. Give him a big clap. Give him a big clap. Amen. It's time for us to continue to worship the Lord with our tithe and offering. Amen. Let's stretch forth our hand towards this offering. Lord, we thank you, we worship you. Adonai Elohim, King of kings and Lord of lords. Father, we thank you for out of the abundance you have blessed us. We presented this before you, Lord. Let there be increase and multiplication. Let there be open heavens. Pour more blessing upon your people that they have to open many more bank accounts to spread your gospel. Thank you, Father, for answered prayers. In Jesus' most wonderful name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.